Happy memories of York with this horse. You did win the Acomb, didn't you? Despite what Frankie thought.
Well, yeah, yeah. Obviously, it was very close, and it was a tight photo, but I was pretty confident that day. And he's 2 out of 2 here, so hopefully we'll make it 3 out of 3.
I mean, this is a great story. He won a decent maiden, then he wins the Acomb. But going straight into a Dante first time out, there's obviously been some positive vibes around the place.
He doesn't overdo himself at home, so, you know, we're going there hopeful rather than really confident that he'll, you know, he'll be at his top fitness. But whatever he does, he'll improve for it and progress fitness-wise. So as long as he runs a good race, then the Derby could be where he's heading.
Must be very exciting for you and for the Easterlies, because, I mean, Tim doesn't have many horses that he's even entered for Epsom, let alone run there.
No, not since I've been there anyway, and I've been there a long time. But yeah, obviously it's exciting. It's nice to get a good one, and hopefully he'll prove us all right how we think he's going to turn into a proper horse. So tomorrow will be a day where we find out a bit more.
But breeding certainly suggests a mile and a quarter or longer is up his street.
Yeah, even as a two-year-old we knew, you know, 7 was his bare minimum, and he managed to get up. So obviously when he goes up in distance, we're expecting more improvement. And whatever happens tomorrow, even more distance again, you know, we're expecting to improve again from it.
But has everything been all right to the extent? Obviously, you had a very difficult spring. Everybody had it, March, April. Is there a slight fear that he might just need this?
Well, he doesn't do a lot at home anyway, so, you know, it's quite hard to tell with him. Even when he ran as a two-year-old, we didn't expect him to win because we didn't think he was on the ball enough. So he's a laid-back horse at home, and he comes to life on the racetrack, so it'll be more interesting to find out, you know, how fit he is and what we deal with tomorrow.
And how exciting is this potentially for David Allen, to the extent that, you know, I've seen you at Epsom Derby Day, you've gone close in that dash that precedes the Derby. Do you think, hang on, my work isn't done if I get a ride in the dash this year?
Yeah, normally it's only the dash I'm in, but I did win it, actually. But yeah, it's normally that race I'm in, but I wouldn't say I get too excited. Quite calm, and hopefully he turns into be a decent horse, and hopefully everything goes well.
Could he be one of the best you've ever ridden?
I'd say potentially, yeah. Obviously, I've rode Ball and Eric when I first went to Tim's. He was the only classic horse I've actually sat on, so potentially he's as good as him.